our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Haha.
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we're watching Stranger Things again. And also we're awesome.
Why are we watching Stranger Things again?
Because my podcasts have caught up to July of last year.
Uh-huh.
And every podcast I'm listening to has decided that they want to review Stranger Things.
Because so, it was a thing that happened last year around this time?
Around July. It was like July 15th they came out.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I'm in July of... Or of July 15th of 2016.
And... What are you learning about Stranger Things from your podcast?
Well, I'm listening to the unspoiled podcast version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the one watched them all right all at once. And then, like how we did.
We
did like two a night.
We specifically spread it out because we wanted the mystery to be a thing.
Mm-hmm. And then, so Unspoiled has one person who's consumed the item and then another person who hasn't and is going
new,
through
new
it.
New to it.
Yeah. So.
Is it always the same person who's new to it?
No.
Okay.
No. But there's the one lady is always on.
So she's always either the person who's seen it or the person who's new to it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then she has somebody else on.
That's okay.
Her. Yeah. But they like it. And then the other one I'm listening to is a Stephen King podcast.
Uh-huh.
And he just found out about it, and he's like, I'm going to watch it, but I don't know if I'm going to like it. And then he watched it, and he's like, this is the best show I've ever seen.
It's really good.
He's like, it's so much like everything Stephen King, and he's like going into all the different similarities to why it's like Stephen King.
Were there any Stephen King references in the show? Because it feels like there would have been.
Not necessarily.
Like, there should have been.
But, like, it's kids who, like, find a girl with telekinetic powers.
I know. Like, I'm not saying it's not very Stephen King-esque, but my question was specifically if there was something that was... Because they had, like, little references here and there to things. Mm. Like,
so, have you seen or read Firestarter?
No.
In Firestarter, there is, like, a thing called The Shop, which was in a lot of old Stephen King books.
Okay.
Which is, like, a government agency who is trying to find people with powers.
Oh.
So
this might be that.
It's, yeah.
Something like that.
But, I mean, that's also in, like, X-Men. This is a lot of X-Men references.
Yeah.
Like, they're talking about trading an X-Men comic, which is the one with Phoenix.
Uh-huh.
Which is Jean Grey, who has psychic, you know,
like,
psychic
too
powers.
Much psychic power to even handle.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's just the themes of the show. It,
sure.
It goes into a lot of different things, but, like, it has a lot of shades of, like, it. In it.
Yeah, no, I'm not, again, I'm not saying it's not reminiscent of it. I was just wondering if there was a direct, like, Easter egg reference.
Stranger Things is, no, there's nothing direct, but there's no direct references to anything. It's all just, like, an homage to a lot of different things.
They call it Mirkwood.
Okay, yeah, they talk about Lord of the Rings in the show, sure, but it's not, it doesn't reference.
I mean, I guess it's like D&D is a thing, too,
right,
in the show.
Right, but it's an homage to everything from the 80s.
Right.
Like Goonies and E.T. and...
No, I know. Like, I vaguely remember talking about all of this last year.
We may have, but people are going to hear it again. So if you haven't watched Stranger Things again since last year, go ahead and watch it again.
If you haven't watched it for the first time, what are you doing? Watch it!
Seriously.
You've had a year!
Yeah, almost a year to watch it. Just watch it again, and it's awesome. We're on episode 3 again already.
So we went to the Fremont Solstice Festival
again. Yeah, and we forgot to watch the parade.
And we just forgot to watch it, because there were naked people on bikes for a while, and we got bored of the naked people on bikes, and then we just didn't watch the parade, which actually I feel fine about.
Yeah, we got to go through, like, the like the normal fair stuff without all the other people.
Yeah, it was way less crowded before the parade let out because everyone was at the parade.
Everybody was watching.
That's what I recommend doing if you don't care about the parade. And to be honest, that parade's not that great.
Yeah, it's just
it's a fine parade, it's fine. But it's not a parade. They don't know how to parade here.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we went to the Solstice Festival and there was this vendor and he had marbles and he had this like big book of names and he said, "What's your name?" And I said, "Holly." And he said, "Holly." And I said, "No, actually two E's." And he said, "Holly." And I said, "Yes." And he pulled out his book and he looked in it and then he went and got a tray and lo and behold, he already had two, not even one, but two marbles.
Well, it was a big one and a small one.
With my name printed on it.
I think they just have two of every name.
Yeah, but the big one was really ugly. I would have bought the big one, but it was like gross, like green and brown.
I still have my lucky marble in my pocket. He did charge you $5 for a tiny marble.
I'm okay with that. I've never bought any, nothing has ever had my name on it, like in stock. Uh-huh. It's always, but you have to order it to get the right name and...
Well,
and
he
so
just had
that's
every.
Why,
that was like,
yeah, that's a good fucking sales model.
It was like tray 521 or something like that.
Yeah, he probably spent 10 cents making each of these 2,000 names. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Then he gets $5 when he has someone's name in print mm-hmm. in stock like mine.
Yeah.
So he makes the weird names so that people can buy them. And I just think that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm. Just find all the names of all the people that were made.
Yeah. And then people like me, who nothing's ever in stock for their name, are going to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. Worked swimmingly for
it
him.
It did. We got one of our picture frames today. I don't know if we talked about ordering picture frames last
week. I don't
think
we did. I think we ordered them after.
I think we might have talked about ordering picture frames
last week. About maybe getting them. Yeah, because we can't, like... It felt bad to go to Solstice again without having framed the art we got the year before.
Right.
So we bought frames, so they haven't showed up yet. Correction, one of them has showed up.
Yeah, there was one tiny package.
There was one, like, custom-sized one that wasn't a standard size that showed up. But none of the other, like, six have showed up.
Yeah,
so.
Which is weird, but...
I don't know what's going on there.
They'll probably show up tomorrow. We also got an order of HelloFresh.
We did
not
get
a
HelloFresh order.
Not a sponsor of the podcast.
Not at all a sponsor of the podcast.
Someone gave me a $30 off the first order.
It's like half price.
It's like
all the other ones. You get your first one 50% off or
whatever. The first order, like three meals in a week for half off.
Yeah, it's really not that great. HelloFresh, they're all like $10 a meal, which is fine if you're replacing a restaurant meal.
Right.
But not fine if you're already a person who knows how to cook
food.
If
you can cook like Dal Nirvana for $1.50 every
day.
Yeah,
if you already know how to cook at all, these things aren't really worth it for you.
Right.
If you're trying to learn how to cook and you're trying to get away from eating restaurant food or like prepackaged sandwiches or whatever, then it's worth it.
Yeah, and I read an article too about how like casual dining restaurants are going out of business because millennials aren't eating there because they just get...
Yeah, also because we can't afford it.
Right. Well, yeah. Well, sure.
No, that's the thing. The media likes they like to shit all over millennials.
Well,
like, no, seriously.
I understand
every other,
all that. Yeah.
Like, every other article is like, fabric softener's going under because millennials won't use it. And that's a real one. No, why aren't millennials buying diamonds? Why aren't millennials buying houses? Why do millennials like avocado toast? If they just ate less avocado toast, they could buy houses. Fun fact, you can't buy a house if you don't have any money or a job.
So what? Tell me about avocado toast now.
Oh, apparently millennials like avocado toast, and it's because they like to eat avocado toast that they don't have enough money for a house. Like, if you just stopped eating avocado toast, then you'd probably have enough money for a house.
Yeah, avocados are like $2.
Yeah, so that would probably just make up all the
so
money you need
yeah,
for
yeah, it's
house.
Like a $2 breakfast. If you don't
every
eat a
day
$2
for your
breakfast.
Whole life, you could maybe afford a third of a town payment for a house.
Yeah, I don't know. And you don't use the whole avocado on a piece of toast.
No, you don't. Well, they mash up a lot of avocado on those toasts.
It's like just guacamole toast.
Well, I think the idea is that people get it at like a restaurant or something. I'm not really sure. I don't eat avocado toast because I'm allergic to avocados.
Yeah.
So,
but
not
guacamole.
Really my thing. I do. For some reason, if avocados are in stuff, I don't really notice it. But if it's just like a slice of avocado on its own, I notice it.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
So I found a new food at work that I can eat.
What did you find?
I found a hummus plate.
You should... Okay, first, we should be clear. The place that you work, it's a game store with a restaurant inside of it. And most of the food at the restaurant is fine.
Yeah, most
it's okay.
90% of stuff is okay. One or two of the things are good, and then
It's really expensive if you have to pay full price. It's still kind of expensive if you have to pay.
Well, because I tip discount. Like I'm paying full price.
Exactly.
Too.
So it's not really saving you any money, but.
Yeah. But
so you found a hummus plate?
Yeah, it's got all kinds of vegetables. It's got all crudites on it.
You know what you could do?
Is that what they call them?
Yeah, crudites. That's what it is. You could just buy a bunch of vegetables and make some hummus for a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And then do that yourself. And then...
You're so smart.
I know! I'm super smart.
Or I could just buy hummus at the store for like $4.
You could, or you could make your own hummus. You could make five times the amount you get at the store. For like $2, or whatever the cost of the chickpeas is.
Then what if the restaurant goes out of business?
What restaurant?
The one that
I eat
at.
Do you think you're single-handedly keeping them in business? You know what? If you're single-handedly keeping them in business, they should go out of business, because that is not a scalable business
model. Then how am I supposed to eat my lunch?
You bring it with you.
I forgot today.
Yeah, I know. You had spaghetti. You had spaghetti, pizza spaghetti, and you forgot it.
I know.
I remembered mine.
That's because I walked to work and walk home.
You did walk. That was cool. How was it?
It was fine.
Was it warm? Was it too warm?
It was nice. Yeah. It was nice in the morning. It was very warm on the way home.
Man, why was everyone warm but me today?
Because I was walking uphill.
Oh, yeah, you were walking
uphill. For like 6 blocks.
Did you have to take a break?
Directly uphill. Yeah, I stopped for like a minute and I was like, ooh, and then I kept going and that was it. And I was like, if Holly was here, she'd be so upset by this.
I would have been. I don't like walking uphill. I really hate it.
That's what I was thinking mostly.
I take buses uphill. I'll walk downhill all day, but I take buses uphill where possible.
That's what I thought when I took my break, about how mad you would be if you had to walk up all these stairs and up this hill.
Well, I just would have taken the bus.
Right. You'd be like, I'm just taking the bus. And I'm like, all right, I'll see you at home.
Yeah. Probably would have been you
But
home.
You don't get better at walking uphill unless you do it.
I'm as better at walking uphill as I feel like I want to be right now.
Well, I'm not yet. I'm going to have to walk up some more hills.
I actually don't mind walking uphill if I'm not carrying anything.
I'm going to drive tomorrow because I don't want to be sweaty for my interview.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. You have an interview tomorrow.
I do have an interview for
another
position.
Do you think it'll go well? Are you prepared?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think it entails? Because it's not like getting a new job.
It's an internal position. And I just have to talk to the guy who organizes the drafts when I go to the drafts.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
I know who that is.
He's like Mike with a tie.
I've seen that guy.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he seems nice. What else is going on? What else did we do this weekend? I feel like we did something else really important.
We played Risk and you got mad about it.
It's not fun losing a lot all the time, every time.
So I'll give you all the hints.
No, you already gave me the hints. I don't want to think about Risk right now.
Okay. You get mad about it. But I thank you for still playing.
Yeah, I was having fun right up until I really wasn't having fun. There was a moment at which I just stopped having fun because I was just getting trounced. And it's just not fun when you're the only... You, Adam, are the only one who knows how to play that game of the three of us.
Right.
And so you're kind of annihilating everybody. And it's not fun.
I only won 2 out of 3 games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you won them way too much. Anyway.
Okay.
On Friday, I went to a dinner theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it was... It was actually really cool because, like, it was in, like, a cafe sort of thing. And one end of the cafe had a stage for performers, so musical performers, a bass guitar, a singer, a drummer, no, two singers, a drummer and a pianist. Mm-hmm. And then in the middle of the cafe was a stage with a table and some fake filing cabinets and donut boxes. Lots of donut boxes stacked up, which they used as storage, which is really interesting.
Okay.
And the...
They still have donuts in them? Or they have, like, donut remnants?
No. And the...
How do you wash out a donut box after you use it?
I think they just got the boxes without any donuts in them.
Well, why would you do that?
Because it was a set.
An empty box of donuts is, like, the worst possible thing in the world.
It was a set, like, a set for a play.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, so why is it in storage? I must have missed something in the story, because you're saying that donut boxes are being used for storage.
Yeah, they were storing, like, papers in to grab, like, instead of shelves. It was like a 15-foot-high stack of donut boxes that were probably glued together because it was a stage thing.
Okay.
And then they opened up the sides of some of them and would, like, store convenient papers for them to pull out during the play as props.
Mm.
So they were using them as storage.
Okay. That makes sense, as it's part of the stage furniture.
Yes, it's part of the stage furniture. So this dinner theater served a 5-course meal. And so we had one course before we started, and then they'd do like a song and then a scene, and then another course, and then a song and a scene, another course, etc. And all of the courses of food were fake breakfast food. So it was like breakfast food, but it wasn't breakfast food. So like the first course was egg on toast, mm-hmm. and it was actually toast, but the white of the egg was like ricotta cheese. And the yellow of the egg was some sort of new agey, like gelatinous solution-y thing of tomato and yellow pepper and saffron. So it looked like an egg and it had the consistency of like a drippy egg, but like tasted like peppers. It was very weird. That was the only course that my mind was just like, no, what are you doing? This is supposed to be an egg, but it's not an egg.
Right, they used like their, whatever they, molecular...
Gastronomy.
Gastronomy
yeah,
bullshit.
Yeah, they did. That was the only course that was really like that. Uh-huh. And then there was a scene.
There's xanthan gum in there.
There's probably xanthan gum in there.
All right, I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. And then there's a song, and the songs were like kind of jazzy. Like, blue, jazzy, no, not
do
like...
people do jazz hands?
No, not like upbeat jazz, like slow, dark jazz mixed with something else. I can't really...
We watched a movie about a guy jazz with jazz hands in our film class in 1998.
Okay, good to know. Good to know. And then the play started, and it was kind of in the middle of everybody. And it was about this diner where the owner had gotten killed and there were three suspects, and it was just exploring like the suspects and who they were and how they related to each other. And then there was this other really weird, strange aspect where the principal investigator, none of this was actually happening. It was all like a fever dream in his mind where he was like pre-investigating. It was really strange and very Twin Peaksy.
Did the butler do it?
The hostess, but yeah. I knew it was her immediately because in the very first scene, they were like, where's her case file? She's like, oh, she would never do anything. She's innocent. Like, she's super nice and innocent and she would never do anything. I'm like, oh, it's her.
Yeah.
And then I spent the rest of the thing just knowing it was her.
Mm-hmm. At least you didn't have to pay for it.
I didn't. It was free because I have a friend.
You got comped.
A friend coworker who's in it. I owe him because it's like $67 if you don't get in for free. It's a lot.
Right, but they just put you on a list and you get in for free,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I did. Well, I mean,
so
it
like
cost
He didn't have to pay for you to go in. He just said,
no,
in
he's
for
just
free.
On a list. He gets two comps. Huh. And I was one and his like girlfriend was the other one. Mm-hmm. So
you're like his second girlfriend.
No, and she's his on again, off again girlfriend, but that's a whole different thing. But so the second course of food was donuts and coffee, but the donut was made out of mashed potatoes and like thyme. It was like a savory donutty situation, and the coffee was actually just gravy to dip the mashed potato donut in.
Okay,
and that was pretty good.
I'm gonna turn this light on because
okay.
we have a new a new segment in our podcast. It's called Let's Open the Mail.
Oh.
We got mail.
What a good segment.
It's from Washington State Department of Transportation.
Okay, I'd like to be clear that I'm still telling a story.
I know, but your story was getting long, and I want to take
sorry.
A break in the middle of your story
okay.
to open the mail.
I was
just
talking
remembered.
About food. What does it say on the front? Hold on, there was something else.
It says...
oh, toll bill, open immediately.
It says open immediately. You gave away the whole thing.
Well, I'm sorry.
I was trying not to show you the front.
Okay.
Pay by mail toll bill. Guess how much it is.
It's like a month later. I think it was like $5.
It was $4.50.
Okay.
That we owe for going across the toll bridge.
Yeah, that's really expensive. That's why I don't like to go across the toll bridge. $4. I'll drive out of my way to not pay another $4.
That's like less than me going on the bus back and forth for a day.
Yeah, it's to go across one bridge one time.
We went the long
it
way.
It should
there.
Cost less than going on the bus.
But we just
twice.
Like wanted to get home, so we took
yeah,
that
we
home.
Yeah, we did. Just wanted to get home.
I'm sorry. Go on and tell us about your other food.
So the third course was a parfait, but it wasn't a parfait. It was the bottom layer was borscht, mm-hmm. and then the middle layer was some kind of like gravy-esque thing, and then the top
you hate
layer.
Gravy.
Yeah, I know, but it's good. The top layer was some sort of like sour, creamy, yogurty, Greek yogurty situation, and it was all very good. The fourth course was awful. It was steel-cut oatmeal risotto, so it looked like oatmeal, and it was oatmeal, but it didn't have any flavor at all. Mm-hmm. It needed, like, a salt. So the filling, it was also, like, peas and chicken, and the filling was supposed to... It tasted like a pot pie filling, mm-hmm. except that it tasted worse than that.
It was like a savory oatmeal?
Yeah, but it wasn't good. It just didn't have any flavor. I don't think they put any flavor in it. And then the last meal was dessert, which was it was scrambled eggs and hash browns.
Okay.
And it was what are you doing?
I'm listening to your story. Tell me more about your story. Oh, I'm working on it. Just fine. Tell me your story. People can't see what I'm doing.
Sorry. It was scrambled eggs and hash browns. The hash browns were like a grated apple. And there was like a cinnamon grated apple thing. It really looked a lot like hash browns. And the scrambled egg was ice cream, like vanilla ice cream. And it was really good. And the actors were the servers the whole time. So not only did they have to act, but then they immediately had to go serve us. Except for one of the actors, who was also one of the singers. He didn't have to do any serving because he got a break while they served. And they got a break while he sang.
I played Magic on Friday.
You did. How did you do?
I went 3-1 again.
You did.
I only lost against the guy who I played before the tournament.
So he knew.
And I beat him during that.
Can you sideboard on your first game?
No.
But he knew how to.
Right. Well, he knew because when we played the first time, he didn't know what to sideboard.
Yeah, but then he did the second time. Because
then he figured it out. Yeah, so he knew how to sideboard against me correctly. And, oh, I did an awesome... meta sideboard play that I'm super proud of, and I want to tell everybody about it.
Sure, no one's gonna know, but...
So, my deck runs on... There's an artifact called Panharmonicon.
Uh-huh.
So, it's a 4 of in the deck, and it makes the deck really work well.
Mm-hmm.
So...
This is your, like, proliferate-y token-y deck.
Right? It's Panharmonicon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes a bunch...
Close enough.
It does a lot of triggered abilities when things enter the battlefield.
Okay.
But anyway, so Panharmonicon doubles the triggers. So what I did in the second game, the guy was playing a black-white deck,
mm-hmm.
is I knew he was playing black, and I figured out that he was smart enough to sideboard against me
mm-hmm.
using a card that you could name an artifact, and then you search through the opponent's deck and take out all copies of that artifact.
Oh, did you sideboard against his sideboard?
Yeah. Nice. I meta sideboard, and it worked out. Because I took out all but one of the Panharmonicons, and then he cast his spell, and he took one Panharmonicon out of my deck, and I was like, I won the sideboard game. Because I meta sideboarded.
Awesome.
I was so proud of myself.
Good job. Good job on your sideboarding.
So, that's what I did. And I thought about building a modern deck.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was when one of the old sets came out, there was a card that was like a combo piece for like a standard deck, but people were trying to build it in modern, and then it just disappeared. Like, nobody ever talked about it for a long time. So I kind of just want to rebuild it with new pieces.
Do we have a snack? Just this cola candy that I've had like 4 times before.
You want some licorice that's been...
Oh, dear. Just open for a while.
It's probably fine.
It's not going to go bad. It's just probably really hard.
A little dusty.
Oh, God. Yeah, throw that away.
A little dusty.
It is a little dusty. You know what? You don't want dusty candy.
A little dusty.
I forgot I don't like this cold candy.
All right.
Forgot that I don't like it.
We also have an open bag of chips.
Probably throw those
Cinemac
away. Oh, we could be using that clip.
Cracklings. Yeah, we'll throw this away too. We're gonna clean out our drawers. Clean all the crap out of our drawers.
What else has happened to us? / is happening to us. Perfect Circle's coming to Seattle.
Oh, they are.
In December.
I've also done a speculation on a Magic card.
Oh, you did. Why don't you tell everyone about that?
So the card is...
Tell everyone what that means.
So what I'm doing is I'm buying all the copies of a specific card that I think is going to go up in value in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 39 cents right now. So I just... from Card Kingdom, you can get 8 per day of a rare card. So...
Mm-hmm.
I've been buying 8 at a time, 8 every day until they ran out of stock, which they did today finally.
Okay. I'm assuming they'll get more.
Yeah, I mean, people will sell them, but it's how did you enjoy your snack?
Still eating it.
Yeah.
It tastes a little like bubblegum and a little like cola,
yeah.
But more like bubblegum.
Yeah. So I got probably about 40 of them. 35 to 40 before they sold out. But apparently someone was saying that someone else was buying them too, so they're in on my secret.
Maybe you shouldn't talk about it on your podcast.
I didn't say what card it was.
Also, you already bought all the ones that were available.
Yeah,
where I bought all the ones.
Yeah. But yeah, then it's already up 10 cents today. The last, there was only 3 left, and I bought them at 50 cents instead of 40 cents.
Is that why it went up 10 cents?
Because there's none left.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how that works yet.
But isn't that it? Like supply and demand? When supply goes down, demand goes up.
Mm-hmm. Well, no. When
supply goes down,
price goes up.
Price goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Demand goes down.
Yeah.
And then price goes down, and then
yeah,
supply goes up.
Yeah.
Some of those things are correlated with each other.
Yeah. So supply goes up. If supply goes up, the price goes down because there's more than the demand.
Uh-huh.
So if the demand goes up and the supply goes down, then the price goes up because there's more demand than supply.
What about if demand and supply both go up?
Then price stays the same, probably.
What about if demand and supply both go down?
Then
it's $0 because you discontinue it.
No, because it doesn't make any sense. Because if supply and demand both go down,
then... Depends. It depends on what kind of product you have. If you have a perishable product, both of those things can happen.
Yeah, that's true, because then they go out of... You just don't make any more.
Yeah.
Or you make less.
Yeah. Like Pepsi Fire. At some point, nobody wants it. Excuse me, Robert liked it.
Two people like it.
That's okay, I'm gonna buy more.
You know, some people like durian candy too.
Yeah, they're wrong. If you like durian candy, you're wrong. You shouldn't like it.
You should not like it.
It's a mistake to like it.
I get to start my Star Wars game tomorrow.
I'm excited for you. Tell me about the character you're gonna make.
Well, I don't know for sure. I know I'm making a droid.
Tell me about the character you wanna make.
I'm making a droid. Who is an Imperial droid? Who is that? Is it's an egg? Who is sad?
I've pulled the package out of the drawer.
You have to make those.
And it's a Gudetama butt pudding.
You have so many of those that you don't even do them.
I have two.
Yeah, and you haven't even done them yet.
That one
and
this one.
And you eat them, and they're like, these are gross.
No, some of them are good. I've had good ones.
Yeah.
You were talking about your Star Wars game.
Yeah, so I'm making a droid. I don't know what he's going to be yet because I have to fill in the holes where the party needs it.
Okay.
We will figure that out tomorrow. Filler. Well, we all are. We're trying to make a team that works well together. And by doing that is...
Are you the baddies?
No, we're the good guys. We're trying to keep peace and order in the
galaxy. I think that you might be the baddies, actually.
No, we're trying to keep order in the galaxy, and there's a bunch of rebels like blowing stuff up that we're trying to... They're terrorists, and we're trying to stop them.
It sounds to me like you're the baddies, though.
Did you hear what I said?
You work for the government, and the government is inherently corrupt.
It just always?
Yeah.
So you're saying
haven't you ever met a government before?
So you're saying that they should just
always... Alright, our snack today is candy corn.
I will eat some.
This candy corn was produced in October.
November, probably.
It's expired.
Still tastes like candy corn. We
didn't
have any peanuts.
2 months ago.
We
don't have any peanuts. Candy corn's way better with dry roasted peanuts.
Yeah. Life pro tip. If you get two parts candy corn to one part peanuts,
I think it's the other way around. I think it's two part peanut to one part candy corn.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or an even mix.
Yeah, an even mix because the saltiness of the peanuts and the texture really goes well with the...
It's really good.
It's amazing how much better it is than just either one separately.
Yeah, I like candy corn, honestly. I know I'm not supposed to, but I do.
I don't like candy corn. It's just too sweet.
And I like dry roasted peanuts. But the two of them together make a great fall mix.
Mm-hmm. Alexa, add dry roasted peanuts to the shopping list.
Dry roasted peanuts added to your shopping list.
Could just have her buy it.
And then just send them here?
Yeah. Alexa! Order dry roasted peanuts. She's thinking.
Amazon's choice for dry roasted peanuts is Planters peanuts. Dry roasted. Mm-hmm. Sea salt. 3-pack of 2 pounds, 2.5 ounces.
That's 6 pounds
of peanuts. It's $19.74 total.
We don't need that many.
Would you like to buy it?
No.
That sounds
so dejected. The top secret result for dry roasted peanuts is Planters peanuts. Dry roasted, lightly salted, 2 pack of 16 ounces each.
That's better.
It's $6.98 total.
Yeah.
Would you like to buy it?
Yeah!
Okay. Order placed. And will be delivered by Wednesday, June 21st. Would you like to opt in for shipping notifications?
Yeah!
Super. You will now get notifications for shipping on your Alexa devices.
Yeah!
Update this preference in the Alexa app settings.
Yeah!
That's awesome! I didn't know that was an option!
You're so excited about
it. I'm really excited about it. That's the second time I've ordered something from the Echo, I think. Mm-hmm.
And we did it live on the
podcast.
Live on the internet.
So if you have an Echo, don't play this through your speakers.
Because you will order peanuts.
You will order some peanuts.
Buy Whole Foods.
Amazon bought Whole Foods.
Yeah.
That matters. Their stock had gone down $20 the day before and then went up like $5. So still kind of a net loss, but.
Okay.
That matters to me.
In like 2 days.
It doesn't matter. I can't sell my stocks till November.
Don't look at it till November and then just sell it.
Yeah. Or maybe keep it.
Or keep it.
Because I get more in November. Mm-hmm. At some point, I'll be able to just cash out and pay off all my student loans and be done with it. Mm-hmm. Probably not, though. I did the math. Unless they split the stock, it's not going to happen until like 3 years from now, and I'll be finished paying off the loans in like 5 years anyway, so.
Well, splitting the stock only just cuts the price in half.
Right, but it also makes it more buyable.
Well, you can still buy parts of it.
That's the thing about splitting the stock. Well, the standard purchase, though, was like 100 shares or something. It's like I read up on it. There's like a standard block that you buy that like trader people buy, and it's 100 shares. But like if they're $1,000 each, that's a big buy-in.
All right, that is $100,000.
Yeah, versus if you actually...
$50,000.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Like it's a big difference. Plus, if the stock splits, then each individual stock goes up in price. And you would hope that the stock would increase faster, like twice as fast. It probably doesn't.
No, it's
a nice thought.
Yeah. They think they need to split bitcoins.
They need to split bitcoin? That's the problem with a fake currency. You can't just split it. That's not how it works.
They're at like 2,600 now.
That's the issue that they had, like inflation, right? Wasn't there like... What country was it in, like 2006 or something, that they had like $10 million bills because it got too crazy?
Yeah, that's the opposite of what's happening with Bitcoin.
They had to split it like $10 million to $1.
No, they had to combine it.
Yeah.
Yeah, splitting is the opposite when it's
whatever, they had to make one number into a different number.
That is, yeah.
It's inconvenient.
It's inconvenient.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess the problem's different when you need to make a dollar worth less than when you need to make a dollar worth more.
Yeah, because a Bitcoin is like, they're like, it's a dollar, and now it's $2,600.
Yeah, like, they just need a different unit that's not Bitcoin, like millibitcoin.
That's what they have. They use bits, is a thousandth of a Bitcoin, which is still $2.50.
Still too much.
Well, yeah.
Like a half a bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like your soda costs. Seattle passed a soda tax. Mm-hmm. So they're going to tax every ounce of soda is going to be another, like, 2 cents or something.
I'm into that.
It might be more than that. I don't remember. People don't like it, but I haven't seen any actual good reason why people don't like it.
Because they like soda.
Yeah, people are just going to buy less soda, which is fine.
And buy LaCroix.
But I think, they thought it was weird because it applies to sugar soda, but not diet soda. It doesn't apply to diet soda.
Yeah, it's a sugar tax. Yeah.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
So people buy more Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Which is marginally better for you.
It's actually not, though.
Oh my god, why?
It's like been demonstrably worse for you.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, how is it worse?
Because your body thinks that it's getting calories that it's not actually getting, so it makes you hungrier in other aspects of your life, makes you thirstier, and also some of the chemicals in diet soda have been linked to, like, memory and brain issues.
Okay.
By credible studies, not weird hippie ones.
I don't like diet sodas anyway.
Yeah, they're mostly not good. Diet Dr. Pepper's pretty good. Cherry Coke Zero is pretty good.
Yeah.
Diet Pepsi just reformulated. They're pretty good. But, like, don't give me a Diet Mountain Dew. Don't give me a Diet Coke. Don't give me, like, a Diet Squirt.
Oh, Diet Squirt's the worst.
Yeah, it's bad.
I've never had it, but it just sounds like you have to have real squirt.
Did you ever have Ruby Red Squirt?
That's the best. That's the only squirt.
Diet Squirt is arguably the worst of the squirts.
Ruby Red is the only squirt.
Ruby Red's the only squirt?
Mm-hmm. I don't want there's Ruby like Red yellow squirt. Squirt, but I don't want that.
I had a Ruby Red Squirt growing up. My grandpa used to have, he used to keep his pop in the basement. There was like a basement fridge that you just went down, and it was guns on all the walls around the fridge, and then there was a fridge with pop in it. Mm-hmm. And he would also just keep it at room temperature, which is where I usually drank it from, which might be why I like room temperature drinks, just because I got so used to it. But you'd go downstairs, and you'd get a pop, and you'd come back upstairs, and he always had like five different kinds. I have no idea why he kept so many around. Probably just for us. Mm-hmm. He really likes us. I called him yesterday. You were there. You talked for 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. He's so excited to come visit. I'm really excited for him to come visit. Next month, like a month-ish from now.
Cool.
He said, next month by this time we'll be there, which I was a little confused about because I thought he was coming on like the 28th. So.
Okay.
I should probably put some sort of out of the office situation on my calendar.
Yeah. I have to find out what my brother's.
Oh, no. They're going to Gillette. 18th.
Okay. I gotta figure out my brother's coming here, too.
Oh, yeah. You do. So we can hang out. August.
Yeah.
So we can hang out and do whatever things there are to do here.
He's doing
geocaching. We go hiking.
Yeah, he's gonna do
hiking. There's a lot of hiking around here.
Well, it's geocaching, so that's
hiking. We could go do all the, like, Pike Place-y, touristy stuff that you have to do with all the new people who come for some reason. Even though none of it's really that great.
We can go get a...
What do you think's the best tourist thing here that you've done?
The best tourist thing is Archie McPhee.
Not a tourist thing, but I'll agree with it.
What?
It's not a
who
tourist
else goes to Archie McPhee except people that... That's why I came here in the first place.
No, no, no. You needed to stop your sentence at who else goes to Archie McPhee.
Yeah, except for tourists.
No, no. No, nobody goes there. Tourists don't know anything about it. Tourists.
Well,
no tourist is driving to Wallingford to go to a weird store. Except for you, because you're weird. It's different because you're weird.
There's a lot of weird people.
That's true. Still, I don't think that that's a main tourist spot. I think that Pike Place Market, the
Space
Needle. We have
to take them to Dick's. Everybody has to go to Dick's.
Yeah, we can go to Dick's.
Everybody has to go to Dick's.
I don't think there's a Dick's. He's staying in Belltown. There's no Dick's in Belltown.
Well, he's going to come here.
Oh, yeah, he probably will come.
Because he has to go to Archie McPhee.
He's not. We're not taking my grandfather to Archie McPhee. He will not get it.
Oh, I was going to take my brother there.
Oh.
That's what I was talking about.
I was for some reason, thinking two steps ahead of where I was going to take my grandpa. Yeah, your brother will like Archie McPhee.
Yeah. That's why I was saying we should go there.
I don't know why I jumped to my grandpa going to Archie McPhee.
Yeah, I don't know if he would get it. I don't know him well enough.
He wouldn't. You don't have to know him that well. He wouldn't get it. He's like a guy who likes sports and fishing and also Doctor Who. So I don't really know how to reconcile those things, but...
Oh, the new episode of American Gods should be up.
The new episode of Doctor Who is up that we didn't watch this weekend.
Well, let's watch it.
No.
What time is it?
9:59.
Oh, it's time for bed. How long have we been doing this podcast?
How long has this been going on?
I don't know. I think this is our segment of the podcast where we ask how long we've been doing the podcast.
Is it a thing? It's probably a thing.
We do that every week. How long are we? Oh, 38.
Oh, this is how the only the podcast is.
All right, we're done.
Wait. I wanted to hear your feelings that I already know about on the Ixalan spoilers.
Oh, I'm pissed about it.
Yeah, you should be. They spoiled the whole uncut sheet of this thing like months before it was supposed to even be known about.
Yeah, 3 months. Like, the Magic has a release schedule, and they do, like, previews, like, 3 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks before the pre-release of the set.
Oh, we didn't talk about any of the Magic changes that have been announced.
We did that last week.
No, we didn't.
It was announced on Monday.
Yeah, but there's way more stuff since then.
More changes?
It's fine. No, I guess there's just been more announcements. Anyway.
Yeah, there's a whole week of announcements. Look it up. It's on the Magic website. Otherwise.
Ixalan.
So yeah, the set is supposed to come out in September. And where was my story going?
Someone posted a picture.
Yeah, someone posted. They have a whole rare, like all the rare cards for the set. They just posted a picture of all of them on the internet. Which is really bad because that's what people go to the set for. And it's all just spoiled, like, they ruined it. It's like they ate a big cookie for dinner 3 months from now, and they ruined it by eating a giant cookie.
A giant three-month-long cookie?
A three-month-old cookie.
That's very bad.
It's like eating a pound of chocolate pudding before dinner.
But that sounds really good.
I know, it was awesome, but I hate it, because what if dinner was, like, spaghetti pie?
I think it was worth the chocolate pudding. Because the spaghetti pie will hold for tomorrow.
Look,
there's
my,
leftovers.
My analogy breaks down slightly. It's not very good, it's okay. But you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, and it is a bummer. All right.
We're done.
Did we ever figure out what our sign-off was?
Yeah, it's. I'm going to just say, okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.